Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by. Remember, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find this one available at your leisure to listen to and download. Today, we have a fantastic guest. He hails from Old Dominion. He was a regular on the Conference USA honorable mentions list, several things by Phil Steele, and he was also down at the College Gridiron Showcase down there in Fort Worth, Texas, where Craig Reed and Jose Jefferson have really turned that thing into something where all 32 teams attend from the National Football League, and everybody in the CFL is going to be down there as well. But with that said, Isaac Weaver, fabulous career. Welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Oh, it's going really well, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we appreciate you stopping by. You know, I didn't want to sound too corny, but you know, I'm looking at your bio and trying to read up on you, and I wanted to kind of take a little thing from Superman. You know, look up in the sky. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? And I thought, Isaac Weaver, are you a tackle? Are you a guard? Are you a center? I mean, you have really established yourself as being capable of playing all three of those positions along the offensive line, and not only playing them, but playing them extremely well. Is that fair enough?
I think that's definitely fair to say. It's something that and my coaches really stressed upon me, that it would be really helpful not only to the team while I was at Old Dominion, but also, in preparing for the next level. So, it's something I put a lot of time in to try and get as good as I can at it. And I think it's showed, some dividends here. And hopefully it will continue to, help me out here in the future.
Definitely. And before we get into all the draft talk, I just got to talk a little more on our football here. I mean, for you, of what, 2019, you guys are 1-11, no 2020 season. And then you guys come back, you go to the bowl game, the Myrtle Beach Bowl. How exciting was that from the dismal, 2019 season to no football, and then to actually have such a nice season where you get to go out, you didn't win the bowl game, but nonetheless you earned it?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it was definitely a really tough two seasons. 2019 didn't go anything like we thought it would, and then getting, the game that we all love taken away from us was something that was really, really tough to deal with. And then even the way we started the season wasn't really how we wanted it. We were 1-6 at one point, and ended up, going on a big stretch at the end of the season, winning 5 in a row. And it really was probably the most fun 5-game stretch I've ever had in my career. And it's something I'm never going to forget.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm curious. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, did you play way back in the day? Was football always your favorite sport, or is that something you grew into?
I think I started playing back when I was in about 6th or 7th grade. So, I mean, it's been most of my life. I guess some guys probably have a little bit of time on me, but it really is the sport that I've kind of loved for my entire life. So, to be this far into my career with a chance to do something else really means a whole lot.
And I'm curious, did you always have the size? Were you already the bigger, more athletic kid, or is that something that kind of came with time as well?
I think it kind of came with time, maybe a mix of both. I was always kind of the tall, skinny kid. It was tough for me to put on some weight. That was something that I had to really, really, really work for. But definitely always had the height advantage over, and definitely not the weight. That kind of came with a little bit of time.
I love it. Once again, Isaac Weaver here on the C2P talking a little Old Dominion and NFL draft as this young man makes his path toward that next level. And again, he was down at the College Gridiron Showcase in Fort Worth, Texas this past weekend. So let's dive into that. What was it like? And what was it like just, meeting, shaking hands, looking across the table with all these NFL teams that were curious to know more about you?
It was a super cool experience out there. I think they did a really good job. All in all, it was it was awesome to really get to sit down and talk to those NFL teams and just kind of get to, you know, show them who I was at a little bit deeper of a level. You know, it was probably the most fun part of the week for me. It was just getting to sit there and, you know, tell my story and get to hear about, you know, where they've come from and kind of, you know, I guess somewhat pitch myself to these teams and kind of, you know, show them, you know, a little bit, you know, deeper of a glimpse about what they'd get if they decided to take me.
Yeah. And what do they view you as? I mean, does everybody view you as a different position on the offensive line, or they kind of have you pegged to be this particular guy at one particular position?
The thing that most every team has said is they love the fact that, like you mentioned earlier, I'm able to play all five positions. I think that's the big thing that I've been trying to harp on to PE teams, and I think they've kind of caught on to that. So it was a lot of questions about that and kind of, you know, where do you see yourself ending up? But like I told all of them is that the best thing about me is I bring the ability to play all five. And so really wherever they need me to go is where I'll go.
I love it. Now I ask all the guys, Isaac, that come on the program, if I threw in that film room with these NFL guys, these scouts, these personnel people, you're watching them break down tape of you, what do you think they're going to love about you? I call them your hallmark home run abilities. What are they going to love on tape when they watch you?
Well, I think the big things that they would love is the effort that I play with. I think I always pride myself on being one of the hardest working guys in the field, if not the hardest working guy in the field. And then that paired with the football intelligence and IQ I have are the two really, really big things that show. I think those are the two things that I've ridden to the success that I've had in my career so far.
Awesome. How about this one? What goes unnoticed? It could be a film junkie, team leader, weight room warrior, maybe the system. I think you guys seem to be more run-oriented than pass-oriented. Maybe you could pass block more. What do these teams need to know that they won't necessarily see on tape, but it's definitely something that helps you in the long run?
I think the biggest thing, that you don't see right off the bat is the way that I prepare. So kind of, I guess, film junkie is the way you described it. But, I don't think I spent any more time in any room, the entire season than I did in the film room this year. And I think just the way I prepare really sets me up for success. And that's one of the things that has gotten me to where I am today. And I think it'll continue to bring me success in the future.
Awesome. Now this is a personal question. People listen to the show often. When we get a guy that loves watching film, can you think of a particular play, a particular game where all week you're breaking down tape, you're seeing what the defense is bringing, and you tell your quarterback or you tell somebody, hey, this is what's coming, let's change it up, and then do you get a big play out of it? Anything come to mind?
I think the one thing I could think of was, it was a play we had against FAU this past season. We were running one of our inside zone plays, and it was something that it kind of tipped it off pre-snap, but they ended up bringing a blitz to the backside of it. And seeing that pre-snap, it allowed me to react as soon as we snapped the ball. We saw it all went into action, and we kind of saw everything unfold. And right as soon as we got that confirmation, I was able to rock back. Into the player that was spiking trying to cross the face, prevented that from happening, and the running back ended up going right through the A gap for a really, really explosive run. So that was one of the, it's stuff like that makes it all worth it, and it makes it a ton of fun. But that's the first example I could think of.
Oh, dude, and that's excellent. And for me, Isaac, I mean, that's one of my favorite answers to get from players when they come on the program. If anyone watched that game, you're just saying, okay, ball snapped, everyone just going through the motions. But, you just took it through a week long, maybe longer, of watching film, and boom, Saturday rolls around, you see it, and you execute to perfection. I love it. Once again, Isaac Weaver, the standout Old Dominion Monarch. We want to call him a center, a tackle, a guard, whatever you want to go with. This kid's capable and versatility-wise and able to do it. And again, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Blog Talk, anywhere you want to listen to these podcasts. For you going forward, and I'm reading your bio, I see you got your master's degree in exercise science, so I don't know if you're completely done with school. If not, or if so, how do you plan on tackling these next few months that lead up to pro days and workouts and all these things that are coming with being a 2022 NFL draft prospect?
So I guess, I'm just kind of going through, exactly what I think most people do, but I'm down training, getting ready for pro day. Obviously, I was at the CGS, hoping I could possibly get to go to another one here in the future, get to really show off what I've got a little bit more. But until then, it's just training. I'm trying to get in, the best shape of my life here and, working on some technique stuff, trying to get still in the film room and make sure I can, keep my, football knowledge ready to roll for any more interviews. But it really is just, it's nice to get to kind of, you really feel like a professional at this point. It's my life right now is just, it's training and prepping and getting ready for football. And, it's something that everyone kind of tells you that eventually you'll get to that point. And it's kind of crazy actually being here, where you really don't have to worry about classes anymore. It's just like, football is your life now. It's football, 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 which is, it really is pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's got to be exciting. Is there a point in your career that you really get the sense? I mean, is there a particular game against a guy that's in the league now? Do your coaches come to you and say, hey, you know what, Isaac, we see something in you. You got a shot. I mean, how do you kind of really get that sense that it's legit?
I think it was just kind of in conversations with my coaches. We had a new coaching staff change in about 2019, and I think it was right around then. It was right after that season. They, they came in, and we even didn't play in 2020. But this whole past season, they kind of were telling me, "Hey, like this is an option. This is gonna, you're gonna go and do, continue to play football after this." And they kind of started helping me getting ready for that. But that was kind of, when I think I really truly realized, it was something that was gonna happen, which was definitely a surreal feeling.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Isaac, we were here on the show. Isaac, before we wrap things up, we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out, a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with some of these?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now, I noticed on your bio page for Old Dominion, you got that beautiful stash going. Do you still have it? It's almost Brett Kiesel-ish. I mean, Brett Kiesel used to have the Fear the Beard t-shirts going. You obviously take some time and pride in that. Fair enough?
Yeah, for sure. But I hate to say, but I actually, I regrew the beard out. So what actually happened was, like I mentioned earlier, we were 1-6 and I'd been shaving every week. And I think I kind of had enough of it. And I said, well, if that's not working, I better stop shaving. We won the first game after I did that. And then, obviously, I wouldn't say I'm superstitious, but I'm a little stitious. So I haven't touched a razor since.
Now, the way the mustache looked, it looks stylish to the T. Does the beard have the same dynamic, or are you just letting the beard go full craziness?
Yeah, the mustache, I kept it up a little bit more. The beard is just kind of going full craziness right now. I'm hoping once it gets, some real, real big, growth to it, I can shape it up and do what I want with it, but I'm just kind of letting it rock right now,
Excellent. I love it. How about this one? Coach Ricky Reina, he took over, and I believe in 2019 when, is there anything at practice that can really set him off? Something that might drive him nuts, but that's something you guys laugh about afterwards?
I think the one thing that comes to mind, he says it every single day in our team meetings. And if he ever catches it happening out on the field, it'll get on his nerves real bad, but he hates to see helmets on the ground. Every day in team meetings, he's going over the dress of the day, and he'll say whatever it is, like, oh, full pads, cleats, offensive line, defensive line, knee braces, helmets on your head or in your hand. And it's all, every single day we go out to practice, it's the same thing. You better never catch a helmet on the ground if you're at a practice with Ricky Ronnie.
I love it. Isaac, the fun thing about that question is all coaches are different. And every time we have a guy come on, we ask that question. And very rarely did we get, I think yesterday one of the coaches, they hated the knee pads not being above the knees. The one guy, shirts out. One guy didn't like cussing. You said Coach Rainey, got to have the helmet on or in the hand. It's just like I said, it's so dynamic how everybody's different. The final one for you. Draft will be rolling around quicker than we all think. It's right around the corner. I know that's hard to believe sitting here on January 14th of 2022, but it does fly. Draft weekend, I assume you're going to be with family and friends celebrating that moment. That said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate special day?
Oh, that's a great question. But I'm going to have to say, it's my mom. And if I could have her make one thing for me, I think she makes the best shrimp and grits in the world. So every time I'm at home, I ask her to make that for me. So I would have to ask her to, you know, on that time when I get selected wherever I'm going, if I had a nice bowl of shrimp and grits to go with that, that'd be kind of perfect.
Excellent. Well, she's also now on the clock as well to get that meal paid for her son, who's off to this next career in the National Football League. Isaac, pleasure having you on. Can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and thanks for joining us today on the C2P.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Isaac Weaver, the standout Old Dominion. We want to call him a tackle, a guard, a center. He can do all of them. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and listening to the show.
This has been a C2P exclusive.